I'm Aaron Gatzacker, and you're listening to WXPR News. Governor Tony Evers' administration says almost 70% of state executive branch workers have received at least one shot of the COVID-19 vaccine. More than 30,000 people work in executive branch jobs across the state. Evers' administration said yesterday that 87% of them have complied with the requirement to share their vaccination status. Evers has not mandated vaccinations for any state workers, although he has said he's considering such a move. The University of Wisconsin-Madison announced earlier this month that almost 90% of its students, faculty, and campus workers have been fully vaccinated. People in Wisconsin can be confident deer they eat won't have high PFAS levels. That's according to a DNR survey. Last fall, the DNR advised people not to eat deer harvested near a known PFAS site in Marinette County. But scientists weren't sure if a statewide advisory was in order, says Tammy Ryan, the DNR Wildlife Health Program chief.
Ultimately, you know, it's unclear whether or not those results in Marinette County were due to a local exposure or whether they were more representative of PFAS levels in deer liver statewide. So we wanted to investigate that further.
Wisconsin based its study on similar surveys in Michigan and Minnesota. The DNR sampled the livers of 32 deer killed in 32 counties statewide. Only one had detectable PFAS levels.
Yeah, based on our findings, PFAS contamination in white-tailed deer is not widespread.
Based on the information, the DNR isn't recommending a statewide consumption advisory. The advisory against consuming deer killed near the JCI Tyco Fire Technology Center in Marinette County, however, remains in place. Vilas County is another step closer to allowing ATV-UTV travel on some county highways. The County Forestry, Recreation, and Land Committee recently approved the changes laid out in the 15-year Vilas County Forest Plan. Those highways total just under 25 miles and include portions of highways B, W, M, P, and K. The committee adopted the revisions after changing the definitions of ATV-UTVs to meet the specifications of state statutes. It still needs to be reviewed by the Highway Committee and the full county board. It's expected to go to the full county board on September 28th. After a year without visitors, local county fairgrounds bustled with activity this summer, bringing in more people and more money than in recent years past. We went to the Forest County Fair to find out why. Kids fly by on whirling, twirling rides. Light-up booths advertise lemonade and funnel cakes. Blue ribbons adorn displays of fresh produce and flower arrangements. The Forest County Fair wrapped up over the weekend, bringing an end to a notably well-attended fair season in the Northwoods. From the Oneida County Fair to the Langley County Fair, fair coordinators across the area say people turned out to the fairgrounds in droves this year.
The demolition derby, we actually sold out. We had to turn people away.
That's Rhonda Clement. She's the Langley County Fair coordinator. Clement thinks there's a pretty simple reason for high attendance. People were bored of the pandemic and wanted to do something fun. So
they took advantage of the fair that they could listen to music, they could ride the rides, they could see some grandstand shows, they could just be social. And be outdoors at the same time, and I think they just took advantage of it.
But for many, the county fair is more than a day of entertainment.
It's having that in our community, a place for the people of our county and our community to go to and be social and have that heritage.
For WXPR News, I'm Aaron Gatzacker in Forest County.